and the land be subdued before the Lord. Then afterward ye shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before the Lord. And Moses said unto them, If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, and the land shall be subdued before you, then ye shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. Only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for meat, thou shalt destroy and cut them down. And thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee, until it be subdued. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 80 years. So God subdued on that day Jabin the king of Canaan before the children of Israel. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more, and the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And he smote them from Aroer even until thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Methegama out of the hand of the Philistines, which also King David did dedicate unto the Lord with the silver and gold that he had dedicated of all nations which he subdued. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Now after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them, and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. After this that there arose war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai the Hushathite slew Sipai, that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines. Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand. And the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions,